Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Right. Thank you very much. Good evening. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Real good. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you throughout the land, wherever you are, whatever state of mind you find yourself in. I pray that you're going to trust God and give it over to him and let Christ have your life and the Holy Spirit lead you. Right now, I'm going to open up with prayer. Let us humble ourselves and come before the Lord and bow down and open up our hearts and minds to give it all over to him. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we come giving you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you for the life of your Son, Jesus the Christ, as we live in the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to bow down and ask you to forgive us for our sins and our transgressions made before you on a daily basis, Lord God. Father God, we are not perfect, Lord God, but we strive for your righteousness and to be perfected just like you every day, Lord God. Remove everything that is not of you, Father God. We ask tonight, Lord God, that you stand guard of this podcast, Father God. Send your guardian angels over us tonight, Lord God. Let some things be said, Father God, that would pierce the hearts of your people, Father God, that they would turn their lives back over to you, Lord God. Father God, we send up prayers right now, Father God, for the families and for comfort in their lives right now that have been lost for mass murder, Lord God, in the past few weeks, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the families that have lost loved ones that are dealing with tornadoes in Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, all across the South, Lord God. We pray for those in the storm way, Lord God. Cover them and protect them, Lord God. Let your will be done. Lord God, we ask that you open our eyes to see you, Lord God. Open our ears to hear you, Lord God. To seal our lips to understand what you're saying, that we can lead, be led by you, Lord God, and lead others towards you. Father God, we ask that Breaking Chains does something tonight, Father God, to bring lives to you, bring souls over to you, Lord God. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody, I still want everybody to keep Samuel Kemp in your prayers as you pray when you go before the throne. Samuel Kemp, our overseer, Dr. Levert Kemp's brother, let's make sure that we keep him in prayer and everyone that's out there suffering tonight. Thank you, Lord God, amen. Everybody, suit up, put on your full armor, God. You know what time it is. Time for YAT Radio to sign on. It's time to break chains. Let's go get them, y'all. YAT Radio is
all
live.
The soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
woo!
Yeah, yeah.
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now.
And give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family,
yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir,
it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body,
yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud,
yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, trying to control of my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them. Just when my family's in a crisis, I stay before them. Because in crisis, I belong to you. You the reason.
I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest.
fall for your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward with the word of God as your mindset. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gate to fail. You can't prevail what God say. I'm believing what the word say, that's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time, I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. Well done, good and faithful serving, it's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place. Raise my children up in the Lord. Love my wife like Christ, love the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
We marching, we stepping, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over, we marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping, the kingdom of God is taking
over. Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You might not see the crown. I'm a prophet.
But I
I'm
see
a prophet.
It.
The word.
Oh, yeah.
My family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm
God
a
has
prophet.
Given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
And
I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a prophet.
Bring the crown for Sean,
I'm a prophet.
Baby.
I'm a prophet.
Let's
speak
go.
The word over my family. I'm a king.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
Yeah. I'm a priest.
Yeah. I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much, Big Ro. What's going on with you? Breaking Chains, the brothers hanging out. It's the Mighty Men of Valor Thursday evening. I pray all is well with you. Thanks for logging on to us tonight and getting involved in conversation. Pick up the phone and call in on us and just hang out with us tonight. Right now, Pastor Kemp is with his family, so we definitely sending up prayers for him. Pastor Jackson still out on the road working, so we definitely pray for him while he's out. And Pastor Melvin is still recuperating from his surgery. So let's definitely keep those brothers in our prayers and keep them lifted up. Pastor Joseph is hanging out with me right now. God sends him out two by two, and that's a powerful thing because now, you know, God knows that he's not going to let me fly solo. And when he puts them two by two, that's when he sent the disciples out. He sent them out two by two. So this is how we coming. I want to welcome you to the night. This is the night where the brothers come and put it all out on the table. We do it every night, but this is dedicated to our men. And tonight on the show, we as men, we want to talk to our leadership from the White House to the Congress, the Senate, to the pulpit, to the city, the county, wherever you are, whatever your office is. We want to talk to the leadership tonight because last night we encouraged our brothers and sisters. Tonight we want to say something that we pray that God will put into our spirit that we can say to you as the leadership to encourage you in what you are doing, and also to encourage the ones that we will call manipulators or liars or thieves, that we will encourage you to get yourself together before God. You know what I'm saying? That you would surrender your life over and start doing the right thing. We're not here to tear anybody down. We're just here to call out the enemy and to pray that something will be said to you, that you will call the enemy out too in the name of Jesus. And listen, let me say something to you. If you don't serve the God we serve, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know what I'm saying? We're not here to judge you or to critique that about you. We just here to tell you about the God that we serve. You know what I'm saying? And the Lord and Savior, we believe that gave his life for our life. You know what I'm saying? Yeshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ in the English language. And also knowing that, you know what I'm saying, there's something about him that was left inside of us because of the way that we feel about things when we hear the word of God that cuts like a double-edged sword. You know what I'm saying? That pierces through the skin, through the bones, through the joints, through the muscles, and it pricks my heart. You know what I'm saying? So I know that it exists. You know what I'm saying? I'm just want to tell you about him. I can't make you accept him, but I definitely can do my part, and that's putting the word out there. Tonight I want to talk about something because we as men have to understand that we have to stand up for our families, We have to stand up for our communities, our children. But most importantly, it's time for us to start standing up for the body of Christ. It's time for us to be who God created us to be, and not who we say that we are, but who God says that we are. You know what I'm saying? And tonight, you know what I'm saying? Earlier today, I was having a conversation with Pastor Jackson, and what it brought me to was a scripture that we had in Bible study a couple of weeks ago, and we was talking about the potter's wheel out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18. And we was talking about when Jeremiah was told by God to go down to the potter's house. And once he got there, he would get the message. And you know, when he went down to the potter's house, he saw the potter working on the wheel, right? But you know, that the clay was marred, and the potter had to do it again and shape it up again, right? Right. So, but the word came to Jeremiah, and he was talking to him about, you know, like the clay in the hand of the potter. He was telling him that you are in my hands, and he was telling the children of Israel that, and he said that, you know, it is that if any nation is torn down or destroyed, then guess what? You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is repent, and he will put you back together. It's like him keeping you on the potter's wheel. See, me, I'm going to speak for me. I have to stay on the potter's wheel. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, on a daily basis, we have to confess our sins before God, whether it be in thought, action, deed, whatever you're speaking, it, something is going on, right? So staying on the potter's wheel is something that we tend to be prideful of, that we don't want to admit or submit ourselves and ask God to fix the marred spots, the cracks in us. So tonight I want to talk about that, because we all got cracks in us. You know, none of us are perfect. And I said none of us. And I want to encourage the leadership, because and I want to start at the church, because, you know, we have a very important role that plays into this world, not just the city that you in. You know what I'm saying? God places you over a certain flock. You know what I'm saying? And he says it in Acts 20, that he says, be careful, pay a careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his blood. So number one, it ain't yours. Number two, you don't own nothing. It said made you the overseer. You know what I'm saying? That means that you're supposed to keep it in order based on the word of God. We're not supposed to add anything or take anything away from that. The word of God. And we want to talk about that tonight. I want to encourage, because we don't want to seem like we're tearing down, but I want to encourage the leadership tonight, because we got to get it right. The people are going in so many different directions. It's up to us to get it right. So let's jump into this conversation. Want to say good evening. God bless you. To Pastor Joseph, I want to say good evening to you, sir. God bless you, and welcome to the show.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right, Pastor. I want to talk to, you know, last night we were encouraging the people, and tonight I want to get into a deeper conversation of encouraging the leadership. You know, God talks about the false prophets. He talked about those that have come out there using his name, deceiving the people, manipulating the people, and leading them astray. But tonight, want to encourage leadership, and I want to start at the church. Give priority to God's house first. What is it that we need to say? We talked to the people last night. What is it that we, as leaders in the church of God, the body of Christ, that we need to say to each other to help encourage and to uplift us through everything that's going on around us?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for breaking chains once again in Jesus' name. Amen. But yes, sir, we were talking about it last night, just continuing to break those chains of limitations. You know, sometimes we don't value each other like we're supposed to. And, you know, we get it a lot. I got it a lot. You know, you can be worth $1 billion. You can have so much potential in another person, you know, in the church, man or woman, God, they'll look down on you like you ain't worth a dollar. And, you know, just valuing who that person is, and don't let what people think about us decrease our value. And but it's that limitation. It just seems like some stuff is just delaying us, delaying our destiny. And it's a change. It's that limitation telling us we can't do it. Just looking at somebody and perceiving, oh, they ain't going to be nobody. And so there's a lot of that in the church. You know, instead of encouraging, hey, you can sing real good. Take it to the next level. You can minister rap real good. Take it to the next level. And so it's definitely a force that we got to break out of. And the Lord will show me, even myself, you know, it's so much competition and stuff like that, which should not be in the kingdom of God. You're supposed to be about unity, helping each other, just like the Bible talks about them ants. You know, go to the ants and preserve our ways. So I believe if we just, in the time now, we got to continue to make it personal, because our destiny is very important if we're going to fulfill it. And fulfilling in these times. So one of the key forces to limitation is sin. Sin is the number one key that give us limitations and blockage and hindrance. And nothing reduces or limits us like sin. Sin has been around a long time. It's a major obstacle. Sin is a major obstacle in our history of mankind. Sin got to be dealt with in the church, in the ministry, in the altar. I heard one man God say, got pulpit pimps. And it's just sad to have pulpit pimps. And but sin got to be reduced. It'll take a superman and make him to a plain man. You know, when we look at Samson, like, he was a great leader, a deliverer, but what sin did, you know, it reduced him. Saul, King Saul before David, sin reduced him. Judas, sin reduced him also to even hang himself, and he was in a great position with Christ. So that sin is like a virus. It's like a virus, and it really affects us. I don't think in the body of Christ we think we can sin, because the world sin, it seems like ain't nothing really happening. So we try and don't repent. I think that's what the body of Christ messed up at, not the heart of repentance. And so when sin starts happening, it's going to bring death somewhere in the body, and we see death in the mind. People are going to a reprobated mind. Lord have mercy. Their emotions everywhere. They can't control their feelings, their words, their tongue. You know, the relationship all out of order. Their motives is all twisted. There's always something behind the scenes, and that's because of sin. And so sin, it absolutely change everything in a man. It absolutely affect men. So I believe just breaking those limitations, that breaking the chains of limitations, that one of the key things that held the church down is sin. It's sin. And glory to the God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. But I know one guy, he was telling me we got to just continue to take our sin to the altar. And he was telling the young ladies, and drop it like it's hot. And it spoke so much value to them, and they understand. He said, take that sin to the altar and drop it like it's hot. So that was a good. But if we want to make America great again, we, in the government system, we got to get in there. We got to stop legalizing sin. Because when we legalize sin, that's the worst thing we can do, because sin, it can't be controlled by law. It's not going to obey. Sin and evil and wickedness is a criminal. It's going to keep trying to break out. It's going to keep rebelling. And so we can never create enough laws to control evil. You know, we got to cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. We got to cast it out, because evil is not going to obey that sin. Those limitations is not going to obey. It's going to continue to come after us as long as we're in this flesh body, like you were saying last night. So as the body of Christ and the leader, we got to continue to be above average, especially a leader. You know, we're going to be challenged to be above average so we can lead the people in Jesus' name to this fight. It's just so much. It's just so much. But, yes, sir, I believe if we just make sure we ain't limiting ourselves in our mind, because God, the kingdom of God has so many perfect ideas. Even in the midst of this, the kingdom of God is perfect. The kingdom of God is a perfect imagination. Our mind can't even fathom. But when we seek the kingdom of God, it's so much benefits. and it's unlimited. So don't let nothing on this earth for the body of Christ that I encourage to just limit us in these times, because of this virus, it's showing us limited people, making people feel like, well, I ain't going to have time to do this. I might as well give up on this and give up on that. So don't limit yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, that's powerful that you say that, because, you know, we put limits on ourselves and we hold ourselves back. We actually prevent ourselves from receiving what God has for us because we want things a certain way. And God may not see things the same way we see things. You know what I'm saying? He say his ways and his thoughts are much higher than ours. They're not the same. And we have to be able to accept that and to live with that, because, you know, we're out there straying like sheep. He says that in 1 Peter 2:25. He say, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. So are we going to say that we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior? We giving our life back over to Christ. You know what I'm saying? That means that we have to surrender. We have to surrender ourselves and surrender unto the shepherd and overseer of our souls, which is not man. You understand what I'm saying? And that's, I think, that when people get it mixed up, we give these leaders too much credit, and we look to them before we look to God. You know what I'm saying? Christ is right there, and we need to study to show ourselves approved, because nobody going to stand before God in the end times, but you and God going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Your pastor ain't going to be there. Your mom and your dad, it's going to be just you and him, and you got to be ready for that. I see Pastor Melvin has joined us. Reverend Melvin, I see that you're here. God bless you. We thank you for being able to join us tonight. We're talking about our men right now, but going towards the leadership and having a discussion with the leadership, us standing up and being the men of valor and confronting these issues head up and getting ready to prepare ourselves to come to you. And we've been talking about that. So what can we say? You know, we sitting down right now with the leadership of the church right now. What is it that we need to say to them to help encourage our brothers and sisters in the leadership in the body of Christ? God bless you. Great change, sir.
Well, good evening, my friends in Christ.
Amen.
My sisters and brothers in Christ. And those also that are not in Christ.
Amen.
And I want to apologize for the last couple of nights. It was kind of rough for me, but I'm back. I promised him I wasn't going to let nothing stop me. He might have deterred me for a little while, but I'm back again. But that's a good question, Pastor. You know, I sit here and I wrote some notes right quick when you mentioned that question, but I had already thought about this word I'm fixing to use now several nights ago. For anybody to believe in anybody, for anybody to believe in anything, that characteristic of that person or that thing must be shown first, which gives a person, the way I do things in the ministry they've given me, to build up confidence. First, that is our job, Pastor, as leaders. How are you going to tell somebody about somebody or something or that you know nothing about, they know nothing about? So if you don't know nothing about, you're in the wrong field right now as far as leader is concerned. When you talk about my daddy, when I talk about people, and I was out here dealing with this today, I showed the characteristic of my daddy to some of the young boys out here today. They picked it up right quick. What are you talking about, brother? They just called me Mr. Melvin. Hey, man, when you're sick, here's one of his characteristics. He's a doctor. You got a legal problem? He's a lawyer. You friendless? You don't have no friend? Hey, man, he's a friend. You in a ball of confusion? He's a God, a daddy of understanding. When you call on him And he's not going to just show up in there and disappear. No, as long as you call on him and it's, you got the right mindset that you really want his presence, his leadership. Guess what, my pastor Will, he's right there.
Amen.
But it's a part that we, as leaders has to do, and it's a greater part as followers. You got to accept this thing first. I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to work. If you're not going to accept it, I pray and ask my daddy that this is not the wrong. I'm not going to deal with you. Because first, you got to accept the fact, which is true. I got a problem and I need help. You come to me and you say that, then I'm going to show you the characteristics of my daddy. Hey, man, whatever you got, whatever it is, he's there with you, and I'm going to get down in the dirt with you, and I'm going to rise up to the smooth, sweet-smelling green grass with you. I am willing to do this. How many leaders are willing to do this? We as leaders, we have to put our stuff aside. Pastor, I'm just telling you where I feel. We got to put our stuff aside. This man here need help. Oh, nope, time ain't. But that's why I mentioned on the radio. Anybody want to call me, Pastor, I don't care what time of night it is. I'm retired. I've got the time.
Yeah.
I let my dad know whatever you send my way. If I have to get up 3 o'clock in the morning, Pastor, I'm willing to do it. Even with pain racking my back, I am willing to do this. We got to show the people what this dude can do. Let's just get old Slim. What this dude can do for me, Brother Melvin? Well, who's doing something for you and is working? Right there, you show him his fault. Now, why don't you just try this? And that was a question. Why don't you just try this? Like Pastor Kemp teaches us in seminary. Make sure it's something that he wants to do. If he don't want to do that, let it go.
Yeah.
It's the situation itself. It's the mindset. It's the demeanor of a person. Get that out first. Straight. This is he wants to help. And you got to know something. Tell him about what daddy can do. What about Melvin? How you know daddy can do it? Look at me. I can name all the stuff, and most of these ministers right here can tell you what we've gone through. We're still here. He don't love us no more than he loves you. If he did it for us, he'll do it for you, too. Mm-hmm. I think that's basically enough I want to say about that. It's going to be left up to them.
Amen.
But if you are willing, we are able. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. I think what happens is that a lot has happened over the past few years, and a lot of things were misunderstood. A lot of people were pulled in many different directions, and a lot of what do you want to say? People didn't explain things properly.
Because
I don't believe that it was explained properly. Because I believe that a lot of pride was in the way. And let me say this: I'm not talking to the men and women of God of leadership that are doing God's work. I'm talking about really doing God's work. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about totally sold out and giving your life over to Christ, total submission. You know what I'm saying? Got flaws. You know what I'm saying? Stumble sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But you know who do you depend on? You know who to call on. I'm talking about the ones that are prideful and got the head all up, penny-pinching the people and taking a little bit there and a little bit there, buying their new cars, buying new houses, and people in the congregation, you know what I'm saying, are struggling. I'm talking to those right there. You understand? And I'm not talking to them to tear them down or disrespect them. I'm talking to them because I'm here to encourage our leadership tonight. That's what this is about tonight. We're here to encourage the leadership. So I'm either in encouraging you to tell you that, you know what I'm saying, you already know this, that are walking with Christ. You already know. I don't have to tell you anything. You just need to know that we praying for you and with you. Okay? I want you to know that. Okay, now I'm going to come to the ones that just stumble sometimes and feel like they couldn't get back up because they felt they were knocked down about something. Let me tell you something. You hear us talking about how God can use those. You know what I'm saying? God used Moses. God used Aaron. God used Noah. You know what I'm saying? God used Abraham. You know what I'm saying? God used David, a murderer and an adulterer. You know what I'm saying? Most of these men I name have killed. Most of these men I name have had plenty of women. You know what I'm saying? Most of these men I've named have done things that were unpleasing in God's eyes. You understand what I'm saying? But God still used them. God still turned their life around. So God still made them mighty men of God. And all I'm saying to you is that if you're one of those ones that call yourself in leadership and you're doing things that are not right in God's eyes, just trust and believe that all you have to do is repent to God and ask God to remove all of that evilness away from you and to replace it with his fullness of his Holy Spirit. You don't need half of it. You want all of him. And so you can be restored back to him. You understand what I'm saying? You need that right now. So I'm encouraging you to accept what I just said and to get that right. And then to ask your congregation or to ask your people to excuse you for a little while that you need to sit down. You understand what I'm saying? You need to spend some time with the Lord, and you need to get right. I'm just here to encourage you about this tonight because this is what God has for me to do for you. See, you got to get back to and get some humility in your life. You need to humble yourself. You understand what I'm saying? You need to humble yourself. You've gotten yourself caught up in things that is not right and pleasing in God's eyes. Not in God's eyes. You worried about how many likes you getting on Facebook. You worried about how many comments you getting. Matter of fact, you worried about how many people is logging on when you go live. You getting on. Listen to me now. Hold on a second. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. What's more important than you to save a soul, to bring a soul to Christ, or for you to get a comment or a hallelujah or a thumbs up in the comment box? Which one is more important to you? You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, stop letting social media run your ministry. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be running your ministry. Did you hear what I just said to you? Maybe I need to repeat myself. Let me rewind that. We used to bring that record back. Let me tell you something. I just said, social media is not supposed to be running your ministry. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be in control of your ministry. You understand what I'm saying? You're supposed to be led of the Holy Spirit. Preacher, pastor, bishop, apostle, whatever title you want to use tonight, I'm talking to you. But I'm talking to the ones that are not doing it properly. Listen, we all got flaws, man. I'm not pointing my finger at you. I got flaws. Let me put myself in there so you won't think I'm just talking to you. I got flaws. I got issues. I got scrapes, bumps, and bruises. Not all upside my big head. You understand what I'm saying? Because I done did that, been there. You understand? So you know, you riding down the street, if you catch me and cut me off, I got to go into prayer because I really want to get busy with you. You understand? Because you could have caused an accident, but I have to go into prayer. Man, come on, man. Stop acting like you so holier than thou that you commit no wrong. You ain't hiding from nobody. God see everything. So, brothers, I want to be talking to our leadership, man. I want to stay here for a minute in the body of Christ because one thing about it is let's step to this level right here. We still got some time before we go across the top of the hour. I want to throw this one at you next. Get ready for this one because I want y'all to comment on this too. We gonna be speeding through these topics tonight because I need to break some stuff down so people can understand. I want to come at it like this. So, if we know that we'd have been a seminary, graduated, got our degrees and everything, do we feel that we need to use our theological terminology and our theological book sense to go out to a damning world where they don't understand that terminology? Do you feel that we need to break it down and come to the people the way that they can understand it? Because when you were out in the streets, somebody had to be sent by God to pull you out, and they didn't come to talking to you based on book sense. They had to know something about that street sense, that addictive sense They had to know something about that, that God had to teach them and show them, or most importantly, they probably had to go down that road themselves. See, I done been down a lot of them roads myself, so I know how to bring my light down there to bring you up out of there. You understand? Because I was brought out. You hear what I said? I don't know if you heard what I said. See, I remember where I was, but I know where he done brought me from. So I know how to bring you out of that. Oh, my God. See, you ain't understand. We're going to take this quick break, man. We'll be right back. I'm finna let you know who run this thing, and it ain't you. You're watching and listening to the Men of Valor. We breaking chains. YAT Radio is live. The brother's about to break chains. You better get ready. You better get ready.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1 and on the 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the freedom and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had to do to use as a forerunner. Oh, your promoter don't cut it like John the Baptist. Right. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress. A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.
What? That's tight,
man. Yeah. Okay. See ya. A lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yeah. Who the real king?
He was raised up in Nazareth and
raised on a scissor.
Never got drunk, got high. Prophesied King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
Real king and it don't matter.
A king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people's favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player, all about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah, anointed one to save you, bro. Called him on the humble, but you'll see him rain later. These self-proclaimed kings bragging cause they on chrome. But 26 inches is a pretty low throne. Like kids playing in their daddy's clothes when he's gone. The clothes don't fit and daddy's coming back home.
Who
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thanks a lot, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor are on. And we're here to break chains tonight on YAT Radio. Listen, I played that song right there because the topic that we're about to discuss right now. Because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of y'all walking around here, like, you know what I'm saying, everybody need to bow down to you because you got a doctor in front of your name, or you got Apostle Bishop, Reverend Deacon, Dr. Doug. I don't know, and I'm not disrespecting you, but like I said a few minutes ago, I'm not talking to everybody out there. I'm not talking to my true brothers and sisters in leadership that are leading the people right in the proper places. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that we have some that, listen, God already told you about it. He said that there would be false prophets. There would be ones coming in his name that would deceive the people. But one thing that he told you to do, and I want to talk about this right now. He said that when they had finished eating their breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, son of John, he said, do you love me more than these? And what Simon Peter, he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And that's what we always saying. That's always out of our mouth, ain't it? You, Lord, you know I love you. You know what I'm saying? So he said to him, feed my lamb. But he asked him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And what Simon Peter said, he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He told him then, tend to my sheep. And then he said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter got grieved. He got a little upset in his spirit because he had to ask him a third time. And he said to him, he said, do you love me? And of course, by this time, you know how we going to be. You already know how we going to react, don't you? We already, man, why you asking me this, man? Why you keep asking? Now that already, you know how we snapping off, don't you? We know, you know how we losing our self-control. Go to Galatians 5:22-23. You know what I'm saying? We lose our self-control. You know what I'm saying? But then he says to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. So my question to you, my brothers, with all of these big titles that you use, all the attitude that you carry, all the glory you try to give yourself, the big Bentleys you drive and the big cars, and yo, I ain't knocking nobody, so don't get it twisted. I ain't jealous of nothing. Do what you do, homie, sister, whatever. But you be careful if you robbing the people. Listen, so my question is this. Are we feeding the sheep? Are we tending to the people? Are we handling God's business the way that God has told us to? Because one thing about it is that you heard the song, Jesus did all this, didn't ask for nothing, didn't do nothing we do, and he wants us to feed his sheep. Some of the ones out here are still on bottles. Some of them need to be spoon-fed. Some of them need to be hand-fed. You understand? So as leaders of the church, are we tending to and feeding the sheep, my brother? Go ahead, Pastor Joseph, jump in there.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You said something that stood out to me about no name, and it reminded me of a story in the Bible about Joseph. Joseph, his brother was actually going to kill him. But a certain man showed up, and the man, he didn't even have no name, but it was just a certain man showed up. They threw him in the well there. They kind of took him out. Then they said, why just waste him for nothing, you know, get something out the deal. So they were literally going to kill him, but a certain man showed up, and that certain man had no name in the Bible. And so it's just important, like I said, the title, because the streets, to be honest, they really don't care about, like, the titles, the doctors. They just want to know, can you help? You know, they're the suits and stuff. You know, they just want to know, hey, how can you help? And a lot of people out there, they do have a little wisdom. They do have a little knowledge or whatever. But what really stand out to them is just knowing ourselves that we are in leadership, reminding ourselves that, hey, God called us to be a leader on this earth to advance his kingdom.
and just I have to remind myself sometimes because that helps me grow, because sometimes I can just want to just fall back. And so just being truthful with the people, and that represents great leadership also, just being open and honest, because sometimes,
amen,
you know, we get sick with the lie. You know, we have certain stuff we ain't 100% tolerant of. You know, we just say, well, you know, a little exaggeration won't hurt some, but continue to be responsible and things of that nature. It's just so much stuff make a good leader. But I want to hit quality, not quality, but loyalty. In the kingdom of God, loyalty is loyal to the kingdom. And we see some people that say they're in the kingdom and things of that nature, but they individual people that show favoritism to. But when you loyal to the kingdom of God, for Christ's sake, you serve the people, not just your special individuals or things like that. But so loyalty is very, very, very important for the greater good of the people, for the kingdom's sake. And also I want to go with vision. You know, continue to have that vision. Leaders, we must have that vision. When people can't see, we must continue to come up with ideas and take those ideas and put them into action. I was telling somebody earlier, it's good to think about those things. Then it's good to speak it, the spoken word. Now we just got to put it into action. So just pin stuff into action even more. I think that'll kind of thin stuff out. I think we've just been doing a lot of talking, you know, not just us but, you know, the Bible says just a lot of talking. The Bible says he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, not well said. But it's a lot of stuff is well said, which is needed. It's needed, but the doing so important. The doing is so important. And myself personally, I'm looking for people to get with, you know, that's radical for God, because we get to the point where we just sold out. It ain't no turning around for us. And I think that's where the body of Christ is at now. And so I'm just ready to connect with people. And it's just, you know, how we was loyal to the streets, now we're loyal to Christ.
Come on, man.
I thank God for the ability that he gave us in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's good right there, preacher. That's good right there. That's what I'm talking about. That's something, because, you know, I was having a conversation with my cousin the other day, and we was having that exact conversation about, you know what I'm saying, we doing a lot of talking, you know what I'm saying, it's time to put this work to action. And that's good what you're saying. He said he wanted to say well done, not well said. That's well said right there, Pastor. That's well said. Because that's exactly the truth right there, because we got to step into that. Because one thing that I think that we tend to forget, that now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we don't even see. You know what I'm saying? And this is what our ancestors were commended for, their faith. And he tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God, because he said anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek after him. So that's good right there, preacher. That's real good. Thank you for saying that. All right, Pastor Melvin, want to bring you on, sir. Are we feeding God's sheep right now? Are we supplying the people with the way to the directions and giving them the directions and instructions to get to Christ, to get to that marvelous light of his?
Yeah, I don't want to take everything away, because you got some people out there, Pastor, that's really doing their best.
Oh yeah, we commended them already, though, Pastor. We commended them. We commended them. We
okay,
we
told
them that we
yeah,
down with
yes,
them.
Sir.
We praying for them, and we down with them. But we talking to the others that are out there confused right now. We talking to them right now.
Yes, sir. I remember you used since you said the word confused. You mentioned a seminary terminology, and that is so important.
Yes,
let me just give you a statement. Listen, y'all, listen to this closely. I did this when I was playing the Persian rifle in at Southern. I hesitate to articulate for fear I may deviate from the true course of rectitude. Didn't nobody understand that? You know what that means? Be real. That's all it meant. Looking at the terminology that you were speaking of, the seminary terminology, who out there in that world gonna understand that? And Pastor, that is being done. Well, guess what you're doing? You're taking yourself, you're building yourself up, you wanna put some validity behind that doctor, doc, You know, them titles behind those names, that's what we talk about.
Yes,
so
sir.
You have to do that to make yourself meet your quarters. But then, Pastor, you gave me this word much weeks ago, the focus word, the focus. You gave me that word, Pastor.
Amen.
The focus is not on the people. The focus is on you looking good. I'll jot that down. I got to make myself look good. So right there, where did the people come in at? All I've said, mainly the people did not come in. So the terminology in the seminary that we use, that is for us to make our presentation known to the unbeliever or the one that's in confusion. We're not going to go out there and tell those people the word that we learned in seminary. That's what you call behind doors, closed doors. But I take those words that I learned in the seminary, and I think about them, Pastor. Your word again, focus. I say, how can I put this word with something that I've done to help my sisters and brothers? My focus is always on that. How could I point somebody in a crisis of doubt in the direction of Christ? And that's what all of us got to do as leaders. Self got to go.
Amen.
Like I told you a little while ago, we got to get down in the dirt with our brothers and sisters. Look what Jesus did. I love to tell people this. He wrapped him. He gave up the riches and glory, wrapped himself up in human flesh, and came down. Why didn't he go up? He descended. He came down. Why didn't he go to the rich neighborhood? No, I'm coming to the ones that are lost. The one that needs a doctor, the one that needs an optometrist, the one that needs a podiatrist. All those that had problems. Look what this man did. He gave up all of that. He didn't have to do that. Pastor, we got to do the same thing.
Amen.
If my daddy did it, who am I to go out there with all these degrees in front of my name, not behind, in front of my name and try to present something to somebody? The focus is going to be on you. Whereas whenever I get up in the pulpit, and I've done it a couple of times, I try to do a mindset. Don't focus on me. When you look at me, think about what you looked in that mirror. If you're going to see anything, try to see yourself. You don't even know what Jesus looks like. Try to see yourself. But what I want you to do is get the focus off me, because I'm not putting myself up on no pedestal and you have God slap me on my chicken ducky. I'm not going to do that.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what kind of money you got. It doesn't matter what kind of degree you got. It doesn't matter where you stand. You got in the Cadillac and stuff. It doesn't matter what type of house you got. That don't matter to me, Pastor. It just don't. I live in an apartment. It just don't. But I serve. I got a daddy who can give me what I want, when he want, how he want. Say, Melvin, no, you ask me no question. I did what I want to do. This is how much I trust this man. So we have to, when it comes to presentation, we have to put ourselves on the level of those that we are dealing with. If you can't do that, you need to go back to seminary. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. That's good right there. Thank you there. Both of you preachers, as we get ready to head towards the top of the hour, man, listen, one thing about it is that you said something, Pastor Melvin, about the way that, you know what I'm saying, you got to look, you got to present yourself. It's something because God came into the earth in the flesh as Jesus the Christ, and he left all of that royalty to come down here so that he may save us. Here's the thing about it is that, you know, the devil himself will use you for all of that glamour and all that spotlight, because one thing about him is that, you know what I'm saying, he has to want to be seen because he has nothing else. He has no power. He has no authority. So he wants to use the illusion of looking all pretty and handsome or whatever he considers his ignorant self to be. You understand what I'm saying? The thing about him is that he has nothing. You know what I'm saying? He can only get something if you give it to him. You know what I'm saying? He can't, listen, he can't even hit you with a fiery dart because you got on the full armor of God. The thing about that is that you got a whole, listen, you got guardian angels standing around you. So it's like he can't even get to you. So my thing is, my brothers and sisters, in leadership of the church, we're not here to talk negative or to tear anybody down. We just here to encourage you. If you're out here doing the work of the Lord, our prayers are with you. We stand with you in prayer. We stand with you in spirit. Continue to do the work of the Lord. because we know how tough it is out here, and we know what's going on. For those that are backsliding and still unstable, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Remember that now. It's saying all your ways, not some of them, all of them. So you either need to choose to be hot or cold, because he says lukewarm, he spit, look, out of his mouth. And I just told you the other night, I ain't never seen nobody go back and pick up spit that came out somebody's mouth. So you best to believe that he ain't coming back to get you once he done spit you out. So you know what I'm saying? Once you get spit out, God sits in the heavens. Listen, God sits in, hey, God, that's God's word. I ain't doing them no wicked. I'm just giving them the truth. You know what I'm saying? God said, you either going to choose me, you going to choose my enemy, or you just going to get spit out altogether, because you don't want to choose nobody. You won't do your thing. So you won't even exist. You won't even exist. So you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? And see, we need brothers and sisters that's going to keep it 100 with the people. Forget about the money, man. If you get souls saved to Christ, the blessings going to come. They got to get saved first. You understand what I'm saying? You, listen, my daddy in heaven, my God, the Abraham and Isaac and Jacob daddy, listen, he owned everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A 1,000 cattle on the hill. You know what I'm saying? You know how many hills in the world? All I'm saying to you, he owned all the gold, the silver, everything that you got. You getting it from him. So all I'm saying is that you need to get yourself together. We need you, brothers and sisters, to step up, and we need you to prepare the people for God's new order that's coming in, for what God is about to do that man think he has control of. Our leadership of the church, we need to get the people to prepare so they'll know whose side they're going to be on when the world distresses come upon them. You understand what I'm saying? We need to get them ready. We need some urban missionaries to step up that ain't afraid to stand up against the devil, that ain't afraid to stand up against the world and say, we done had enough. This is it. We through. This is a wrap. We ain't taking it no more. We need some urban missionaries to step up. Let's get it in. We about to come across the top of the hour. I'm calling all urban missionaries. Let's come together in the spirit. Let's pray to the Lord that we're going to help to change this world out here. In the name of Jesus, you better claim it, and you better walk in your blessing. Here it comes. Where you urban missionaries at? Break a chain. The mighty men of valor. Brothers talking, hanging out. YAT Radio is live. Let's go.
Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'd be some good
news,
right?
He came walking up. That's what it sound like, though. About his father's pigs. He was an urban missionary.
He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news just good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel when he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me what's a rhyme. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tims on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that lives
live off in the worst part of the city. Where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope. But he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets. Give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it were for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. I've been from the block, trying to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, lay to rest, or I pee. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real. How they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He an urban missionary, He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery. It's time to go to war, ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We an urban missionary, He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor, hanging out on this Thursday. Pastor Melvin, Pastor Joseph, I am Pastor Rod. What's going on with you? I pray all is well with you and your families all over the land, wherever you're listening. God bless you real good. Listen, we just had a conversation to encourage the leadership of the church, whether you are being led of the Holy Spirit of God to lead the people, or you are being led of the evil knockoff spirit of the devil. But whichever, if you have the anointing of God upon your life, yo, we down with you all day long. But if you being led of darkness to deceive the people and catch them at their vulnerable state, woe unto you. I'll just say it like that. Woe unto you. The scripture said it'd be better for you not to even have been born. You know what I'm saying? So, men and women of God, let's continue to do the work of the Lord. It is very badly needed in the earth right now today. A lot of people are going astray, running, being deceived and lied to. Let's continue to pray for one another. But it's time to do something. Stop saying you waiting on God. You know what I'm saying? Stop lying on God. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, Dr. Kim told a funny story the other night about the devil said that, you know what I'm saying, devil kept coming to the church And you know what I'm saying, they kept inviting him in, but he said that he ain't going in there because everybody lying on him. So, you know what I'm saying, you need to stop lying on God too. Because, you can't possibly be waiting on the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. How can you be waiting on someone that is the beginning and the end? How is that possible? Who's going to be here after you even gone? How are you waiting on him? Listen, did you know that? Did you forget that God said he knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb? Did you forget that? Did you not read that in the Bible? Did you not know that he said that he know the plans he have for you already? That you don't even know what the next minute holds for your life, the next 5 minutes, let alone the next day. That you don't even know where your life going to end? So all I'm saying is, if he's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, that means that he's already laid the path out for your life. You just got to stay on the path that he wants you on instead of being on the path you're trying to build for yourself. Now, you over here cutting down trees, got to get some pavement, some cement, some asphalt to build a road, and he already got everything laid out for you over here.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? He's trying to get you to drive north, and you over here driving southwest. You understand what I'm saying? You all somewhere else. So get back on track with God, all right? Something Pastor Jackson always say, don't get caught off God, G-O-D, not God, but God. Don't get caught off G-O-D. Don't miss your blessing. All right, now let's move this conversation on, my brothers. Let's move this conversation on to the leadership of this world. Let's talk to them right now. We need to say this to them so they can be aware of, it's some soldiers out here all over the world that are not afraid to speak against the enemy. You know what I'm saying? That's not afraid to let the enemy know that we know what you're doing. We see what you're doing. And we actually want to encourage the people to speak up and stand up against you, actually. So until everybody comes together and stand up against you, the mighty men of valor and breaking chains gonna stand. So let's have another conversation. We're gonna constantly talk to you. We're gonna talk at your spirits that are trying to override you. We're gonna continue to do that. So let's jump in. There's a lot going on around us when it comes to manipulating the people of this world. Not just this country that we live in, but the whole entire world. One of the main things that we've come to find out, if we study and research and read, we come to find out that the richest people of the world are the ones that really run the world. We are being manipulated to believe one thing that really doesn't even mean anything to anybody. If you ever notice, a lot of things don't get done in the Congress and in the Senate because a lot of things definitely get passed because a lot of things are not promoted as well for the people. Because, you know what I'm saying, I keep telling everybody to read the 2030 agenda. You know what I'm saying? It's something about the fact that you got to be willing to put your life on the line too in order to do the work of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And where do you stand with that? So when it comes to talking to the leadership of the world, my brothers, what is it that you would say to them if you had to sit down with them right now and have a conversation and they say, well, Pastor Joseph, we're going to listen to what it is you need to say to us. And we're talking about the evil people of the world now. We're talking about the world dominating system with all the money, with the ones that think they got all the power. I said the ones that think they have all the power. You know, the scripture says that the devil runs around and he is like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He say like, and Dr. Kim say it's just like a pit bull with no teeth. How about that? So let's talk to these pit bulls with no teeth, for real. What would you say to them, Pastor Joseph? Jump in, sir. Break things.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Yes, I'm riding in the vehicle, but I definitely tell them about the kingdom of God first, and that what Jesus did. He preached the kingdom of God, then he bagged it up with signs from heaven. So I believe we all got the kingdom in us if we get born again. So they definitely got to get born again, you know, first things first. And once we do that, we should be able to leave a little bit of heaven everywhere we go. Because the Bible says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It happened rapidly, it happened quick. So I believe the leadership now, what they doing, they underestimate the power of God. And so I tell them, don't underestimate the power of God. Because one thing about leadership, God got people in his kingdom also, and they above average. I believe we weren't made and created just to be average on earth. One person of integrity can make a difference. And when we say we love someone in the kingdom of God, it's more than just mere kindness. You know, a lot of times we hear, I love you, I love you, I love everybody, I love everybody, love you more. But it's just really just mere kindness. But love go all the way. And I love how Jesus went all the way. It was a blessing to my soul. So the great thing about this is the greatness of Jesus is measured by our obedience. And so they definitely got to walk in obedience. And it's just so much when we're talking about advancing the kingdom of God. Because the earth is trying to advance the worldly purpose. And the earth and heaven, they create two different systems. The kingdom of heaven is a country. That's what we're from. And that's what we're here to enforce, the kingdom of heaven. And so I definitely preach the kingdom of God. And I let them know, hey, the word of God, it won't cover ugly actions. It won't cover up ugly action, but the word of God is here to expose darkness. And so I believe as we continue to get more radical for Christ, you know, there's a lot of prophecy going on, you know, the first of the year, things like that. But prophecy was, long story short, prophecy, it wasn't meant to be a trophy, but it was meant to be a weapon. And so I think it's time for the leaders of the kingdom to challenge them other leaders. Like Elijah did. I apologize, I can't hear me that good, but I'm driving. But I definitely, I think it's time to challenge these leaders in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, sir. That's very strong. That's so true. So true. So true. So true. I pray that that encouraged someone out there. All right, Pastor Melvin, I want to come to you with the same thing because you mentioned something about this at the beginning of the week, I think. We was talking about this on the air, and you was talking about this. It's time to sit down and talk to these people. So to this particular moment right now, you getting ready to sit down and talk to them, and you talking to the so-called powers of the world, and got all the money and manipulating everything and enforcing this 2030 agenda. Break chains with him, sir. Take a few minutes and break chains with him, Pastor. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, my friend. Boy, that's a tough one. That's a hard one you ever asked. But anyway, it has a lot of significance to it, though, because what you just asked is what is happening in the world. Am I being heard? Are you asking me a question I can't answer? All of this is manipulatory ways. Well, let's give them a question that we know these people here can answer, which is we looking at the poor, what I'm looking at. And those questions are hard to answer. The vocabulary that they use, let's think about it, just watch the news. They use words, what the world are they talking about? I don't know what that means. That's just what they want you not to get to understand. That's their job. Okay, when I look at data. Now, what I'm supposed to do with this? I don't even understand what they are saying. Old folks used to tell, you know, Pastor, you know, I go with all the most things. Boy, the only thing being fair is to try. The only thing being fair is to try. But when you go in the midst of them and set yourself there, you are trying. That's where my data come in at. No, you ain't gonna understand what they're saying, but my daddy got the power to put the word in their mouth. He wants you to understand. They don't just realize where it's coming from. Pastor, this is depending totally on him. I can do all things to Christ that strengthen me. You know, I love that word sovereign because I sing that song, Melvin. I can do what I want, when I want, how I want. I ain't got to tell you nothing. You just go set the myths. midst of them, in the midst of them. Let them say all the big words that they want. I'm going to give you what to say. Oh, folks, the only thing to be a failure, son, is a try. We still have to go before this, before these are, especially if we get the opportunity, Pastor, to put the word out through the media. The media make or break it. They do what they want to do. But my faith and my trust, because I know I don't compare to them rich folks as far as, how would I put it? Now, I compare them as far as heart concern. They can't touch me. But as far as the public listening to them, because the prestige, the money, the title that they got, we don't stand a chance in our eyesight. But in my daddy's eyesight, Pastor, I'm just as big as them snuff skeeter, whippersnapper, whatever you want to call them, dipstick. I like to call them dipsticks. I'm just as big as they are. My daddy, the type of daddy that will not punish you until you are fully warned. Even though we go there for the sake of the poor, he wants them to be warned too. The rich, just like he did with the children of Israel. Why you kept bringing them plagues? I mean, he wanted those children. He wanted the Israel. He wanted the Israelite. He wanted the Hebrew, the Egypt. He wanted Pharaoh's children too. That's why he kept bringing them plagues. And trust me, in the Bible say the foreigners follow off. So who was that? Them were Pharaoh people. Whatever way it takes to get what he wants, he's going to do it. But he got to have an instrument down here to do it. So I'm afraid to go before the city prayer with all these big old folk. Well, right then and there, you killing God's power on your part. But he always got a ram in the bush. So he chose you to do it, and you don't do it. That's your little shucky ducky. Me, I'm going to keep myself ready, presentable, to go before these big folks. Trust me, man. You get before these big folk, my daddy got the power to change the word that they want to say. He got the power to change the meaning of the word that they want to say. He got the power to take the little word that I got and make them so big, confuse them. This is the kind of trust I got in him. Whatever situation arises, he's already overcome it. So, Pastor, we just make ourselves present and ready. Even though we're called to the White House, we don't even know what to say to Biden and all that. My daddy sure can put him in with the mindset, and mama, you cat, he is, ain't that, he's going to understand. That's the kind of power we got. Yeah. Until that time arises, I can't tell you what I'm going to say. It's not trusting him, and I'm just being an instrument. I play all, now I ain't going to say a word. I hit the start button, let that motor run, and then hit the run. That organ is not going to say a word, so that's the way I am. Whatever he want me to do. The start is me making a move. The run is, he said, okay, Melvin, I'm going to speak for you. Pastor, I ain't sorry to see. I wholeheartedly believe in this. I don't know nothing. I don't plan nothing what I say on this radio. And the way you be bringing them questions, you don't have time to plan. But Pastor, you be bringing some good questions. I know there's a spirit giving them to you. So I just follow court. I'm going to follow what he said, do. I'm going to always be ready. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you, because that's one of the most important. That you summed that up right then. I'm going to always be ready. Just always be ready. Got to always be on point. And the thing about it is that I started this show talking about you being on the potter's wheel. So, you know what I'm saying? Every day, God has to reform you. You know what I'm saying? From coming
every
in.
Day.
From every day. You know what I'm saying?
Every day.
I hit the potter. I'm on the potter's wheel every morning. You understand?
That's it.
Excuse me. So, one thing about it is that getting an understanding about what you have to confront and what assignment God has put you on and what he's placed in front of you is that, for number one, you have to do what Proverbs 3:5-6 tells you. It tells you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. It don't say some of it, it says all. So you have to go through these scriptures and read them And you have to sometimes underline some words in those scriptures when you read them so you can get the full understanding of what God is saying to you. He said, trust. That means you got to surrender yourself and give your all to him in order for you to trust him. If you can't do that, you will never be able to give him all your heart because you don't trust him. You say you trust him, but if you keep questioning God, how can you trust someone if you keep questioning? You keep doubting. Where's the trust? There's no trust. You got to learn to, listen, you got to stop trying to do God's work and let God do what God does.
That's it, son. That's it.
You're not God. You can't do what God does.
Sure can.
Listen. And here's the thing. In order, and this Reverend Jackson said this a while back. It says, in order for you to eat from the land flowing with milk and honey, you must first have a relationship with the one who owns the land. So listen. If you don't have the relationship with him, that means that there's no trust anyway in him. But he says to you that you got to trust in him with all of your heart. And then he says, lean not on your own understanding. That means you got to remove yourself out the way. You got to play the background. Are you willing to do that? That's the question. Are you willing to take your hands off the wheel and ride shotgun? You understand what I'm saying?
There you go.
I ain't got to ride shotgun. Just let me get in the ride. Let's let me ride with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't care where I'm riding. Just let me ride with you. And then he tells you, in all your ways, submit to him. Let me tell you something. He say, in all your ways.
Not so.
You hear what I said? He said, all your ways. You still out there telling me something, I got to get over this addiction first. I got to get over this alcoholism first. I got to get over being a street runner first. Guess what? You ain't going to never get to the Lord. If you dependent on you to get there, you ain't gonna never arrive, partner. You ain't gonna never arrive.
You understand?
So no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're going through, you got to be willing to submit your life over to Christ and give it up to him and let him have it. You say submit it to him. Listen, here's the crazy thing. You sitting up there trying to run and hide and hit the blunt. You still on drugs. You still popping pills. You still taking the drink every now and then. You know what I'm saying? You know God said that he don't like these things, but you still trying to run and continue to do them because you don't think God is going to be there for you. You don't think that he's going to have enough faith in you to want to come to him. You don't think he still got the door open. You don't think he's standing there with his arms open, and you are lying to yourself.
Well, you keep it simple. That's what
you lying to yourself. If you want your life to be in order, it says that he will make your path straight. If you want your life to be in order, decent and in order, you just got to give it up to him. He'll get you through it. You can't do it by yourself.
Okay.
The scriptures say, with Christ, I can do all things. It don't say with just me by myself. It says with Christ. You got to have him in your life. Listen. Let me tell you something else he tells you. He tells you in everything that you do, go over to Proverbs 4. He tells you to get wisdom. He said, get understanding.
Ooh,
he said, decline. He said, neither decline from the words of my mouth. He said, forsake her not. You know what her is? Wisdom. He said, and she shall preserve thee. Love her and she shall keep thee. Listen, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, it says, get an understanding. Get an understanding. Understand what's going on around you in this world so you will know how to confront it when it confronts you. When it confronts you, you will know how to deal with it, and you know why I know you're going to be able to deal with it. I'm encouraging somebody out there right now because God needs to reform you. You need to let him put you on the potter's wheel. You're running. You're running and hiding from somebody who, listen, how you going to run and hide from somebody who's everywhere all the time at the same time and sees all things with all power in his hand? How you getting away from somebody like that?
That's really fooling yourself.
You just really fooling yourself. But let me tell you something, man. Let me encourage you out there. I want to encourage you out there for a second. I need you to know this. This is what he told you in 1 Peter 2. He said, you are a chosen generation. He said, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. He said, you are my special people. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once was not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. That's who you are. That's who you are. So I just want to say to the world leadership, if you believe in God, stop letting your fellow money lovers do what they're doing to the people of the world. Stand up and be who God called you to be. And buck against the system, man. Stand up and tell them enough is enough. Tell them enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you don't have to avenge yourself. You don't have to hold no grudge, because he tells you in Romans 12, beloved, he calls you beloved. He say, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God got you. You got to believe that. Let God handle you, all right? I need you to do that. I need you to do that. Man, this has been a powerful show tonight. We've talked to the church leadership. We talked to the politician. We're going to take a quick break, man, and we're going to come back and we're going to make our final comments to all of our brothers out there that are walking with Christ or wanting to walk to Christ. We're going to come with our final comments to you, because listen to me, my brothers. Listen to me very carefully. Once we stand up and take charge, you know what I'm saying, and take back leadership, then everyone else will follow. See, the women are stepping up all over the world because the men don't act like they want to. You know what I'm saying? And like I say all the time, I'm not talking to the men that are doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm talking to the ones that are straddling the fence. You know what I'm saying? Got that double-minded mind. You know what I'm saying? Want to still have a foot in the world and a foot in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? You already know, if you try to jump the fence and you get caught on top of that fence, what happens to you, my men? You know, you're very sensitive down there if the gate catch you. I hope you caught what I just said. So stop straddling the fence and get on the side that you need to be running with. Listen, you can either come run with me and my God over here. I'm over here with Team G-O-D, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I done been over there on Team Satan before. I did that. That's the losing team. I'm over here. We're on the winning team. So let's get ourselves together, man, and just ask God to you know what I'm saying, to get you together. You know what I'm saying? We got some work to do, man, and we got to get it together. Let's get it together. Let's stand together in the spirit right now. And ask God to rebuild us and renew us, put us on the potter's wheel and form us back the way he wants us. And let's take our hands off of things, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Mighty Men of Valor. Break your chains. Brothers hanging out talking. 858-357-9137. It's YAT Radio. Let's get it done.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah. I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like to talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it. Like players that's been injured, far from it, been hurt, been injured.
where I ain't know who I was. Every day I wasted life, working days of people pleasing, cause I wasn't chasing Christ. Worried by the he say, she say, I repeat it like a replay. I was chasing their approval like a runner in a relay. I was believing that if I got it, no doubt it'd be all good. But even if I got it, somehow it would fall through. I tried to keep standing, living by a weak standard. But even Jesus received me based on my weak merits. Lies from the pen, lies I won't forget. Lies that ruin lives and keep you blind to who you is. And saved by grace, through faith for Jesus' sake. So what you have count as lost as we press the seal.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give you both my best. And I sweat, and I grind, I usually try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give you both my best. And I sweat, and I grind,
see every Christian's on the track, that's on the track, it's like a skull. Are we racing, never pacing, are we running towards the goal? Upward, upward,
calling, calling,
falling, falling,
knowledge, knowledge,
nothing hollow like the lotto. Rewards from God the Father, where we should be, no matter what they say or even throw it up. Keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in him. See when it's all said and done, I wanna be true to Christ. I wanna see through the proof and know it's true to life. So look to him, give up everything to make it to him. We're knowing fully, becoming holy as you pursuing. For all my saints who know they saved, but know there's more to gain. Keep pressing to the end when we will see him face to face.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give these folks my best. And I sweat, and I grind, I usually try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give these folks my best. And I sweat, and I grind, I usually try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
I wanna hear, homeboy, you know what I'm talking about? I see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like him. Come on.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the show. Yo, I know you out there. I know you out there struggling with it. I know you out there fighting with it right now. You know what I'm saying? I know you, you got questions swirling around in your head right now. I know it. I already know it. But let me tell you something, though. Let me say this to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to stop messing with that. You got to let it go. You know what I'm saying? You got to tell that enemy, guess what? You don't have no power over me. You understand what I'm saying? You got to tell that enemy, I am the child of a king. You understand what I'm saying? You got to tell that enemy, I am heir to the kingdom of God. Let me tell you something. You got to tell them that I am joint heir to the throne where Jesus sits. You understand what I'm saying? You got to let them know where Jesus is. I am with him also, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You ought to thank God and tell him thank you and give him an applause for coming to get you up out them streets and saving your life. You understand what I'm saying? See, we always asking God for something. We always praying for something. But when are you going to be willing and ready to stand up and give back to the kingdom of God and get on your assignment? Get on your job and go to work for the kingdom of God and stop working trying to get this new car, get this new truck, get this new house. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. But you don't want better for yourself. You don't want better for your family. You don't want better for the kingdom of God to be shown in the earth. Man, miss me with that. Get somewhere. And where you need to be getting is over there in your closet on your knees, asking God to forgive you for thinking anything other than that. See, we come on Breaking Chains to give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Period. It's about him. Because we know that if we lift him up, he going to draw all men unto him.
I'll draw all men unto me.
All we got to do is do work. He said that, listen, I'm going to teach you how to be fishers of men. So we get out here every night, and we throw our rod and reel in that water with that bait. And we got different bait that we cast out there. You understand what I'm saying? See, so many people, too many of y'all out there trying to clean people up. That's not your job to clean them up.
Sure not.
That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to do what he called you, a fisher of men. You're a disciple. You got to reel him in. He'll take care of the rest.
You can't clean yourself up. How you going to clean
you
somebody else
up? He got to clean you up. Exactly. So how you going to clean somebody else up?
Come on, boy. Boy, you done preach tonight.
You know what I'm saying? Have you forgotten about the scripture where it say iron sharpens his iron so that we can sharpen the countenance, the demeanor, the character of our partner? Guess what? If I see you doing wrong, I'm supposed to say, hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? You know we ain't supposed to be doing this right here, man. We got to get away from this right here. You know, Lord, ain't pleased. You got to stop being scared to say that to him. You got to stop being scared to say that to your sisters. Stop letting them run astray if you call yourself a shepherd. Lead and feed the sheep, shepherd. That's your job. That's your responsibility. Do the work. Stop trying to build up your kingdom and build up the kingdom of God. Ain't about you, partner. Man, well, you're going to get me all riled up again. Let me move on. All right, my brother. Let's get these final comments in, man. We got to make sure we get people on the right track, man. God put us here for a purpose and a reason, and I want to make sure that I fulfill my purpose and my reason and my assignment that he has for me. So just like the preacher said earlier, I can hear well done. Forget well said. It'll be well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in, Roderick. Come on in, boy. Welcome home. That's what I'm going to hear. You know, Pastor Kemp always say this to us. He'll say this in a heartbeat on this podcast. He say, on my way to heaven, I just stopped by to let you know that God loves you. Amen. All right. Powerful show. Thank you, men of God, for hanging out with me. Pastor Joseph, want to come to you, sir, with your final comments to the people, and just encouraging our leadership tonight. On staying focused, and for the ones that are being manipulative and deceiving, sit down, man, and shut up. Move so that you can get your life in order and have your life spared. Sir, can you give final comments to everyone out there, man, our leadership from the pulpit to the White House, Congress, Senate, mayors, whoever, leadership. Give a comment to them, sir, and speak to them for me. Break chain.
Amen. I just feel like the Lord just want us to continue to make it difficult on the devil. You know, the kingdom of darkness, we believe that it's the actual kingdom of darkness, not the kingdom of light. And I just feel like we need to continue to make it difficult for him, not glorify him, make it difficult for him to find us because we still keeping God, you know. I love breaking chains because it's making me more, not just radical, but I'm understanding it's okay to be wild for Jesus because I believe it got dumbed down and people say you're too heavily minded to be earthly good. But I think that's a good thing, though, because it makes it impossible to be forget for the kingdom's sake. So I just want to encourage everybody, don't be weak. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. For weak people, they don't forgive, you know. You find people that's weak in the spirit, you know, it's hard for them to forgive, but forgiveness is a characteristic of the strong. That's all the strong. So continue to be strong in the Lord and continue to forgive those that come against you in any negative way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's powerful, that Pastor. We thank you for that. That's strong words right there. And it's something because, you know what I'm saying, being wild for Christ, radical for Jesus. I've always been told that I'm too radical. I'm too turned up and so forth and so on. And one of the things that I mentioned to them is that guess what? You know what I'm saying? What did you say to John the Baptist when he was out there radical in the wilderness?
Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? What did you say, you know, to him about that? You know what I'm saying? They chopped his head off, they got mad at him eventually, you know what I'm saying? But he was preparing the way for Christ. Here we are today. We are the John the Baptist of the day out here in the wilderness, preparing the people for the coming of Christ. You understand what I'm saying? You need to get your life in order. You understand what I'm saying? Let me say something. Pastor Melvin, hang on for a second. I'm coming to you, sir. We have to get to understand something. Let's understand something, y'all. God told us there ain't nothing new under the sun, right? We already know that Christ will return, right? How in the world do you think the people are going to be prepared unless he sends another forerunner? He has to send some forerunners out here. He has to send some out here to help to prepare the way to get to him. You understand what I'm saying? And see, he said that he was going to raise up a new army. He was going to raise up some soldiers for him. I'm talking about dedicated to him. See, one thing about it is that we can appoint ourselves to do a whole lot of things and lie and manipulate the people. But you know what I'm saying? To be called of God, chosen of the Holy Spirit to do the work of the Lord, that means that you got to talk to an evil, cruel, murderous, manipulative, microwavable, want it right now, my way, no other kind of way kind of world. So how else can you come? You got to be wild and radical for Christ out here. You got to let them know that, guess what? Let me tell you something. My God is in control. And you got to let the devil know that you're not afraid. Listen. A timid person can't do nothing in the world but get ate up.
Keep on running.
An afraid person can't do nothing in the world but get ate up. You understand? It's vicious and cruel out there. We're not trying to degrade anybody, put anybody down. We're coming after those spirits that live within you. You understand what I'm saying? So you were just told about how sensitive you are not too long ago. If you start wearing your feelings on your sleeves, the devil wouldn't even be able to come in and manipulate you with your little vulnerable self. Stop being so timid. God is raising up soldiers, warriors. That's why he calls them prayer warriors.
Fighters.
They fighting in the spirit for you and me. So he got warriors out here. He got soldiers out here. He got watchers sitting on the wall to alert you that the enemy is on the way. Come on, man. Don't play with us over here. You understand what I'm saying? We fighting against the spirit of the enemy. We're not concerned about what your flesh is telling you. We see what the spirit is trying to do to you. That evil spirit. Pastor Melvin, final comment, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, y'all proud of tonight. But anyway, a word came to my spirit, and I said, what in the world am I thinking about this word? And Pastor Joseph started off, and then Pastor Will jumped in. I said, oh, Lord, look at the revelation of this word. And I was just looking at it. And I came over, my spirit, stand up. Stand up. So I said, what could I say about that? And I thought about it. I was in a congregation. I always like to use church. We in the church assembly. And I stood up, and I could see everybody that was in front of me in the back of their head. So I looked to the left. I could see everybody that was to the left or right of their faces. Then I turned all the way around, and I could see everybody's face that was behind me. Then I made another turn. I could see everybody to the left of their faces. And I turned all the way back to the front and said, now what about this? And something told me, so when you stand up for Christ, that's just the way it happened. Everybody sees you, and you can see everybody. It may not mean a lot to a lot of people, but I want you guys to think about it. But I just want to throw that in. But in my final comments, I came up with something in the book of Galatians. You all know me in the fifth chapter. From the 16th verse to the 18th verse is introduction of you. From the 19th verse to the 21st verse is you. From the 22nd verse to the 26th verse is you. The only thing different about them two, you got to make the choice. Thank you. That's all I got to say.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. That's good. That's good because that's the truth. And speaking of Galatians chapter 5, read the whole chapter, but when you get down there, and you start reading about the ugly, and then you start reading about the fruit, the fruit of God's spirit. Then you'll get to decide, you know, whose side you on for real. I'm just being honest with you. You are determined. You will know for a fact then who team you on. You understand what I'm saying? Who you really roll with? You know what I'm saying? You either on fire for Christ. Huh?
Give them some work to do. Don't tell them all that. Let them work.
No, I'm just telling them they need to take a peep at themselves and people that's around them. You know what I'm saying? Read
you
that and then decide. Read it. Study it. And then
you
make the decision about your life. All right? Get inside that for real. And make that decision. But remember something. Remember Jeremiah 18.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Jeremiah 18. Don't forget that God is asking you to report to the potter's house.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling you to the potter's house right now. He's asking you to report. He's saying, brother, I need you to report to the potter's house. Go down to the potter's house, and I will give you my message. He needs you to report to the potter's house because you too busy doing a whole lot of things, and you done smeared yourself up. You done put a lot of cracks in yourself unnecessarily, and God needs you to report to the potter's house. You got an appointment waiting on you, and he waiting on you so he can fix you on up again. You understand? And send you on your way. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
he's just listen. He's just waiting on you at the potter's house now. You got an appointment. You know what I'm saying? I'm asking you. I'm sending the message to you now. God is waiting on you to report to the potter's house. He say, come as you are. Broken, cracked up, don't matter what. Come as you are now. He waiting on you. My God, he is waiting on you. He want to turn your life around. See, everybody looking for the old you, and God looking for the old you to renew you to the new you. And your people ain't happy, but God is pleased. And I'm gonna say something else to you about that. Let me tell you something now. Peter and the apostle answered and said, "We must obey God rather than man." So old Switchblade Peter wasn't scared to tell them that, to speak to the leaders of the world, to the leaders of the church. You better stop being scared and start letting them know that, listen, I obey God. I don't obey you. So let me say that to you tonight. Pastor Rod obeys God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let me clarify it for you. The Son of the Most High, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach, I bow down humbly before them, led of the Holy Spirit. Man, this is what it is. Take it or leave it, partner. You understand? Seriously. You know, I'm going to confront it. I'm going to talk about it. And we're going to come with it and break chains. Just as simple as that. You know, no disrespect intended, because guess what? All of us on this airwaves, we got nothing but love for you. And ain't nothing you can do about that. You can't stop us from loving you. Ain't nothing you can do about that. Nothing. So, you know, that's just the bottom line. Pastor Joseph, thank you for hanging out with me tonight. Pastor Melvin, thank you for hanging out with me tonight. We continue to pray for you. Your speed of recovery, Pastor Melvin. We thank God for you being here with us. Pastor Joseph, we thank you for coming in and accepting a role in Breaking Chains Ministry, man. Over here, Young Adults Talk and Sacred Words, man. We are excited to have you and your family be a part of us, man, as we continue to grow in the Lord, as we continue to move forward in everything that he has for us, because we're being obedient. We thank you as the listeners for coming in and being a part of what God has put in our heart to share with you. We want to thank you and tell you that we love you. We are on 7 days a week. Sundays, we are out in the streets doing prayer all over the place, praying for people, lifting them up. We're getting ready to hit the streets really hard here soon. We'll be back on the airwaves on Saturday mornings here real soon, so get ready for that. But don't forget, every Saturday morning, wherever you are at 10:15, just take a pause and say a prayer, because we are in prayer every Saturday morning at 10:15 with the Breaking Chains prayer visual. We do that every Saturday. Don't forget, tomorrow evening, at 5 p.m. Tune in and take a listen to our young people for Youth Talk. Our youth people are coming on tomorrow, every Friday at 5 p.m. They come on and break chains and discuss issues that they're dealing with. And tomorrow is a very serious topic. When they sent it to me, put a smile on my face because I was like, boy, I got to prepare for this one. Tomorrow we'll be talking about feminism. So we're going to get real serious tomorrow. My young ladies be bringing it. And log on and learn about your children, about your youth, about our young adults. And let's be there for them. All right? Let's be all about that. And this Sunday with Raising the Sound, Mr. Brian Lusk out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, will be our special guest. Pastor Melvin, I think you know Brian, the Lusk family down there, my family. Brian is my cousin. I just reconnected with my family. On my dad's side, I found them through Ancestry.com, and God opened that door, and I found my family. So my cousin Brian is into music, and we're going to talk about being a part about music, and that's going to be coming up. Pastor Joseph, I think that we are going to be having you coming up on one of these Sundays here, sir. We're still waiting on you set your date so we can get you on here and get you on the calendar. We got an opening. I'm saying it open. Like for you to make your schedule available on Sunday, May 16th at 5 p.m. Get with us and let us know if you're available so we can get you on. You come on every night with us, but we definitely want to sit down and talk music with you. Everybody get ready. Pastor Joseph is also a music man. He's an artist, and we'll be getting his music in the studios here soon, and we'll be talking to him. So just want to get that out there, y'all. Let's continue to promote and support each other. Let's market and promote each other's business and what we do, our gifts. And let's continue to do that. That's the way for us to grow. And something else I want you to stop doing, and I'm going to end the show. I want you to do this. Stop saying that what we can't do, we can't come together as a people and make things happen. Stop saying that. Take that out your vocabulary. Yeah. And start saying that we can achieve it. We can move mountains. We can come together. Yeah. If we stop saying what we can't do, we'll eventually start doing it. We stop saying we can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Stop being about me, myself, and I, because God's not pleased with that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be your brother's keeper. You got to be your sister's keeper. God said that we're supposed to love each other, you know what I'm saying, as he's loved us, but we should love each other as we love ourselves. And I say this all the time. If you got to love me the way you love yourself, the way I see you loving yourself and your loved ones, you ain't got to love me at all. I don't even want your love. You know what I'm saying? I'm good with the love of God, and that's it. I don't need it because, I don't want that. So let's be serious about that. Yeah, let's be serious about this. Yeah. So let's continue to grow. Yeah, I don't want it. Let's continue to grow in Christ, my brothers and sisters. It's time for our Black History Note for tonight. Our Black History honoree tonight is Thomas Day. Thomas Day exhibited a natural ability for woodworking at an early age. Sometime after 1822, Day started his own furniture shop in Milton, North Carolina. He went on to become one of the most respected furniture makers in the South, an incredible feat for an African American before the Civil War. Wealthy plantation owners and two governors requested pieces, and the University of Carolina hired Day to provide the woodwork for one of the original buildings at Chapel Hill. His use of steam-powered tools and mass production techniques made him a pioneer in the industry. Ladies and gentlemen, our honoree in Black History tonight is Mr. Thomas Day. Let's give him a round of applause. Mr. Thomas Day, thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Hey, don't forget your health tip for tonight. We need you to exercise and put your stretches in every morning, every evening before you lay it down. Put 64 ounces of water in your body every day. That's 8 glasses of 8 ounces of water in each glass, or you can get you 4 16-ounce bottles of water and drink them every day. 64 ounces. Cut back on the fried foods. Cut back on all the fried foods. At least take a day out of the week and don't eat no meat in your diet. cut back on the junk food so we can get ourselves healthy. We need to be healthy physically, mentally, and most importantly, my brothers and sisters, we need to be spiritually healthy. Study the word of God to show yourself approved unto God, a workman unashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study the word of God and be strong spiritually and build your relationship with God. All right? And remember something. The world don't care about you. Keep your eyes on the kingdom of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. We love you.
I will.
May God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow at 5 p.m. with Youth Talk right here on Breaking Chains. Pastor Joseph, love you, my brother. Pastor Melvin, love you, my brother.
Love y'all too.
God bless you. We love everybody, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Peace out, y'all. Yes. Check this song out right here. Absorb this in your spirit.
Been listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
where each week we discuss the importance of male self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.